Good choice. Chapter 1. Can we use an umbrella left in the library?
Embezzlement is the act of an individual treating others' property trusted to be in his or her care as his or her own. This typically happens when someone considers something he or she is looking after for another person to be his or hers. When discussing embezzlement, two types of occupation must be considered: practical occupation and legal occupation. Practical occupation is possession. Incidentally, an accountant at a company who spent its money as his or her own money will be accused of job-related embezzlement, which is a more serious crime. On the other hand, breach of trust means that a person who is legally responsible for doing business for another person goes against his or her duty. Incidentally, malfeasance under corporate law is a more serious crime called aggravated breach of trust. In case 1, Masaki just kept Daisuke's umbrella. Since we cannot say whether or not he was involved in some kind of business proceedings for Daisuke, a breach of trust did not take place. However, embezzlement could be established on Masaki's part. Larceny is the act of regarding another's property as one's own without regard to rightful ownership and taking it with the intent to remove it from its owner. Then in case 2, who occupies the plastic umbrella left in the umbrella stand at a library? In this case, the person who occupies it is not the original owner of the umbrella. The occupation is considered to have been transferred to the library or its director. For example, there are some past court cases where the occupation of the umbrella left on a train was considered to be transferred to the motorman and conductor of the train. Therefore, larceny can be established on the part of Masaki. This begs the question as to how to consider a case where one carries something another person owns with the intention of borrowing it temporarily, without the intention of regarding it as one's own. According to the definition of larceny, since there is no intention of taking it as one's own, we can conclude that one will not be charged with theft. Actually, in some court cases, theft was not established in the case where someone took a bicycle with the intention of bringing it back in 2 or 3 hours. While such cases can be found, however, in the case where someone drove another's car for 4 hours and caused an accident, theft was established. In case 3, there was the intention of bringing the item back the following day. Chances of causing trouble to the library are quite small, since the situation was a very quiet Sunday with few people present and the umbrella was left there. Therefore, there is a possibility of Masaki being judged as not guilty in terms of theft only for use. With that being said, in criminal trials, when it comes down to talking about the question of whether one has an intention of making another's property one's own, judgment can often be difficult. Even if an individual has the intention of borrowing an item for a certain limited amount of time, they may be charged with theft unless they can earn the judge's trust. Therefore, it is important to make one's intentions clear, even when borrowing something.
2. Listening completion and comprehension.
Masaki, did you use the umbrella I asked you to hold on to for me?
Yeah, after I finished studying, it started to rain when I left the library. I felt really stupid after I opened it and realized what kind of umbrella it was. Sorry I unwrapped it, but I had no other choice.
Is that all you have to say for yourself? I bought that umbrella 2 months ago for a woman's birthday. You weren't supposed to use it.
Her birthday is next week, August 6th, and now I'll have to give her a used umbrella? I bet you felt like an imbecile walking around with an umbrella with a pink floral pattern, huh? I know I shouldn't have done it, but the rain was coming down so hard, and I didn't want my books to get wet.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mr. Sakurai and Mr. Tachibana, is there some kind of trouble? What are you going on about back there?
Well, Sakudai here used the umbrella I asked him to hold on to without my permission.
Mr. Sakudai, is that true? If so, what was your intention? You suddenly assumed it was your own?
I used it, I admit, but I was thinking of returning it to Daisuke today.
As we talked about last week, treating something that doesn't belong to you as your own can get you accused of theft. However, in this case, you can't be charged, because you intended to give the item back. I was going to give a lecture on murder today, but let us continue this topic in more detail.